I'm Dr. Jeff Meldrum, and you're listening to Squatch Talks podcast. Thank you for squatching.
I'll lean on your thing.
Two, three.
You're listening to Squatch Talks podcast. Real stories and real encounters told by real researchers. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
Hey, hey, welcome back to Squatch Talks Podcast. I'm Eric Spinner, and Heather's back again after taking a week off. But I had on Cassandra and Jacob, and Cassandra told a pretty cool story.
Yeah,
huh?
She did.
So we missed you, but I'm glad you're back. And we're just coming off of a race weekend up at Pocono Raceway. And our driver came in second, number 19.
Well, so, worse would have been better, but
well, see. Yeah, P2 is like, you know, we say the first loser. But hey, Martin dominated the race, and we had a great time. We got up there early in the day on Saturday, and we checked in, and then we took a nice hike.
Yeah, we did.
Right,
and we hiked on the Appalachian Trail, and it was beautiful,
overlooking the Delaware Water Gap.
Yeah,
and there's been some reports from that area. Sasquatch sightings. Did you know that?
I did know that. And yeah, you know, it's just every turn you go on this trail, it's like picture perfect moment.
Waterfalls, so and
it was really exciting to be a part of that.
Oh, nice. Yeah, for sure. And we had a great time at the track, got some souvenirs. What did we get? What did you get for me?
What did I get for you?
Yeah.
Well, I got the
that you got for us.
I got a Martin Truex sticker.
But it's not just
from
a
my car.
It's a raised
emblem.
Emblem, yeah.
From my key. Maybe I should save this for my Toyota Camry. That I'm hinting at.
We'll get another one. How's that?
I'm going to trade in my Kia.
Yeah. Not yet.
And get me.
Tundra's going to get traded in first.
A Toyota. You know why? Because let's go places.
That's right. They're not our sponsor yet, though, so let's cut that off right there. But on the way up, we did see a Toyota, right? Sitting
yeah.
there on the side
it
of the road at a dealership.
Like an olive drab, gorgeous. It's like the perfect Squatchmobile. And yeah. I wanted it. I was ready to go trade in the blue
and with
the blue beast and go grab it. But.
And with mine having had some recent work done on it and starting to nickel and dime me, it was starting to look good, actually.
It still is, honey. We're gonna think about it. The only thing is, though, around here, especially, if he were to go get a new truck, it would have piney pinstripes on it in a week.
That is an issue. You're right.
It is. We'd constantly be getting it buffed and painted.
Yeah, and then I would be like, and I'd be like one of these people who don't want to take their truck out into the woods.
Yeah,
that's why I got.
You need to keep the blue beast because then that's like a beater.
I don't know if I would want the two of them, but no, the olive, you know, green truck we saw was pretty suitable, I will say, but I'm not so sure I'm ready to trade in the blue beast. But on the way home, though, I did have some steering issues that I was concerned about, but I didn't let on to Heather that I was nervous.
I just thought he was being cautious because he wanted me to feel safe. Well, yeah. He did, but
well,
it's just...
But, yeah, something popped. I don't know. It just felt a little strange, and at like 75 miles an hour, it just didn't feel quite as safe as I would like it to. So
right. That's
slowed cool. it down around the turns and kept a good distance from the 18-wheelers, you know?
Because Eric brakes for Sasquatch.
That's right, I do. Yeah, where do we get that? Smithville?
I believe so.
Yeah.
Or somebody gave this to you, didn't they?
Oh, maybe Greg gave you that.
Yeah,
Greg gave me that.
Thanks, Greg.
Thanks, Greg. Hey, got to put on the truck.
Yes, it's going to go on the truck.
See, I always wait because you never know what's going to happen. Then do I trade it in? Do I get a new one? And then I don't want to have my sticker on there and then have to, you know, lose it.
Yeah. So I like to put the good stickers on, like, my mug. Like, I got Eric a Yeti because obviously he needed a Yeti. But he's got his special stickers on there.
I believe.
Which I love.
I believe, baby. And so we didn't do much squatching this weekend. However, we were out in the woods and we took some film from that area.
Mm-hmm.
I think we made a little short. Today we went out though, right?
Yeah, but I do have a thing to say. Like, we're always squatching. Like, even when we're at the beach. You know, we're always like on the way down, we're looking in the woods, we're looking for, you know, tree structures, things that don't look right. I mean, we're always
sure, possible we're always areas looking. To go check out.
And I personally was squatching because I was looking for tree breaks, and we found that pinned arch.
Yeah.
Which was really compelling because it was really pinned. It wasn't just naturally fallen like that. It looked like something pinned it down. So I didn't see any tracks though. I did look.
Well, that area though has a harder, you know, substrate surface, too. Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of rocks and but we love those kind of trails. The AT is a fabulous place to go. So if you haven't been on the AT, go check it out. And remember the leave no trace principle, okay? And philosophy. Where you just leave footsteps like Sasquatch. But I just want to first of all thank everybody for sticking and staying, and for the new subs, welcome. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe, and hit that notification bell so you'll get all our updates on future videos. You know, basically tonight we just wanted to come on and say hi and take a minute just to keep you up to date on what's going on and what we've been doing. Keeping busy, you know, every day is an adventure, right?
It is, yeah. Especially in the summer, because we're always out doing something, you know.
Totally.
So,
yeah. Today was no exception. Like I said, you got done early, went out and took care of the car inspection and hopped in the truck and headed out to the woods, right?
Scoping out
the next campsite. Yeah.
Yeah.
And did a little tubing on the river while we were out there. Just for fun. But yeah, we have reservations now for Labor Day weekend. So we're good to go.
Awesome. You made the reservation.
Oh, yeah.
Awesome.
It's all set. I got a little like weirded out though when I was making the reservation. Like, how much? $35. Wait, I thought it was like $6.
That's a holiday weekend.
No, it's per person.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Because we were.
Wait a minute. Did I get the group site by mistake? I had to go back.
Last time it was $6 a night.
I know. It's like $12. Hey, it's what we call a poor man's holiday, right?
Poor man's vacation.
Poor man's vacation.
No, we just have a lot of cool things coming up. The BFRO expedition is in September, which at this point, I'm still on the fence if I'm going to go because of work, but I'm trying.
Boss.
I know.
There'll be a lot of good
it's
stuff going
on. Gorgeous area. But no, I mean, I'm looking forward to it for you though, because I know that
you're growing. You got to call it sick, okay? Because I'm getting the pop up ready.
Yeah.
Okay, I did that for you.
So you're cold.
I'm not taking the pop up just for me.
I know.
Okay, I can handle the cold, but I did that for you. And Art's going to come over this week, and we're going to continue working on it. And yeah, I'm looking forward to it. We got some really great attendees joining us from all over again. One of them's an eDNA scientist, so that's pretty awesome.
Yeah,
I'm excited with a lab.
And I think Nate and Terry are going to come.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, Terry's looking at
logistics right now.
Right.
As we speak, you know.
It'll be nice.
So they're helping out, and Brian's coming with Skylar again. So we're going to have that paranormal connection.
Hopefully, let's cross our fingers that I can make.
You know me, I always put out into the universe what I want to
have happen.
Exactly. So I'm manifesting you being there. Just wouldn't be the same driving 3.5-4 hours without you. So. But yeah, I'm planning on being there. Okay. God willing, as long as I don't get eaten by a squatch, you know, between now and then.
Now you went out with Jake the other night and Art, right?
Well, correction. Jacob wasn't able to make it Thursday.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's right.
So it's just Art and I.
That's right.
And we decided to, you know, go out regardless because, you know, initially our intention was to congratulate Jacob on being instated as the newest New Jersey BFRO investigator.
Yay.
We have been talking about it for a while, and I've been trying to get a response from Matt, but he's been really busy. So I said, you know what, let me reach out to him again. And he responded. He was at the airport. But he said, yeah, tell Caroline. I said, okay. So I did. And it's funny because, like, Jacob then couldn't meet with us that night. We had a specific place in mind. So Art came over, and the two of us did head out anyway. And not really any activity that night. But hey, we had a good night out in the woods. We managed to hike down this trail and locate an area where there was some samurai chatter reported by Andy.
That's nice.
And right near where Jacob got bluff charged in the early morning hours, so that's exciting.
Wow, yeah, there's so much activity.
But no, man, let me tell you, you have no idea. Art and I hiked down this trail, and it winds. There's so many trails going off different angles and stuff. This area was so squatchy. I mean, it looked like a swamp with, like, different elevations and briars and all kinds of stuff, right? So, I mean, literally, at one point, we thought we were in the vortex again.
Yeah.
And twisted around. You know?
Did you ever tell them about the vortex?
I think we've mentioned it a few times, including last week. I brought it up because Jacob and I almost got lost.
It's actually really pretty in there because it's kind of like a little... Yeah, but it's kind of like a, what do they call that? Like fairies live in.
Magical kind of.
I don't know, a glen. That's the word I'm going to go use.
That's a good word.
And, you know, it's very, there's a lot of briars and so much greenery. It's just so gorgeous. So you're tempted to go in there and explore.
Yeah, but we had to crawl under bushes.
Yeah, don't go in there on New Year's Day when it's freezing and then your feet are wet.
Sun setting early and you're not prepared.
And you get lost. And then you have to call Art to come drive and beep the horn so you can find your way out.
That was... He was happy to do, you know. And then I think that was at the time we took his side view mirror off.
I don't know. But after that, my mom got us a little like rescue kit with socks in there and warm things and stuff to keep in the truck.
Yeah, well, the vortex is definitely an area that we'll continue to do some more research in. We've had some activity, but the place I'm describing, or you're describing, was the area that Art and I hiked into that night Thursday, and it was really, really dark. There was no moon. The moon had set right after we got there. It's only a crescent.
Did you get coyotes or anything?
No, we got some owls, and one. It sounded like they were either fighting or territorial or something.
Yeah, we've heard that before.
But yeah, that was the only vocalizations we heard. I mean, there was some potential branch snaps around us. So after hanging out at base camp for a while, we decided to, you know.
Call it a night.
No, we hiked. And that's what we do. We hike. I leave a recorder back on the truck to record anything that might come in. But yeah, I didn't see anything except a solitary mouse.
Really?
On the third. Yeah. And that was across the river from where we wound up, okay, at this location. But I've been wanting to get to this spot.
Yeah.
And we finally did.
Yeah.
So now I know how to get there.
Well, it's interesting because Eric and I went out. We used to go out. We go out all the time. But one time we were out there and we got growled at by I got scared. It sounded like a growl to me because it was at before we actually got growled at. But it was a deer huffing, and I had never heard that before. But we used to see deer out there all the time, sometimes raccoon, like squirrels. We don't see any of that out there anymore.
Squirrel
very rarely.
You know, see a ton of deer on the way home.
Well, yeah, but I mean, actually, like out squatching at base camp, we used to encounter a lot of little critters and stuff. Mm. I haven't seen or heard anything.
I think the squatches are eating them all.
Maybe.
That's what I think. But anyway, Art and I had a good night, and we were discussing some things on the horizon. In addition to, you know, getting the pop-up ready to go, we're working on a project with the fact I got a call. We were talking about this Thursday night, and then I get a call today from my friend Eric Mintel, from Eric Mintel Investigates, you know, and the Jazz Quartet, of course. And he and I are discussing a project that I've been thinking about and manifesting, and it's going to come together. Yeah, we made some plans. We set a date for starting filming. He's excited. He loves the idea. And Heather's going to be a part of it, and Art's going to be a part of it. I got some real great ideas to make this an exciting show.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
So who knows? Who knows what's going to happen with Squatch Talks? But it's exciting, you know, and this is something that's not been done before. And Eric's on board, and we got Dominic Sattel. He's Eric's investigator friend,
yep.
Who's also a medium, right?
Mm-hmm.
An intuitive. So yeah, it's going to be pretty cool. And we've already made some plans for starting filming next month. Should work out pretty good, I think. And hopefully we get to pull this off without any hitches. You know, we've all got some new camera gear. Eric just told me he got a new camera as well. Need some night vision cameras. So, hey, if you want to support the channel and support the cause, night vision. That's what we're going to need. Night vision cameras.
I think the most important thing with anything is that we're having fun.
Oh, we're having fun.
You know, and that's all we're doing. We're having fun, and we're just trying to do our research and just share it with you all, you know, just to show you what we're doing. And you can always feel like you're a part of, you know.
That's what I like about. And that's what we're going to continue to do moving forward, right? We're going to get out and start filming more of us out in the field. In fact, that's what I was trying to do over the weekend. I had the GoPro. I didn't have the GoPro with me, though, on the trail.
Right.
I just was using the phone camera, which takes great shots. And basically just kind of following along with our exploits out on the AT, you know. Today we did a little filming on the river. But again, just to kind of show you what how beautiful the Pioneer Irons are, first of all. And what a great area we're so blessed to live in, you know. And in 20 minutes, we're out in the woods.
I know.
Enjoying nature.
So it is such a blessing.
I encourage everybody to get out there and enjoy it. And, you know, stay safe. Leave no trace. And
leave nothing but footprints.
But yeah, we're going to have that going on. We got some other expeditions we're talking about doing.
And then in a couple of weeks, well, more like 3 weeks, 4 weeks now, we're going to Florida to visit mom.
So we may have to do an episode from Florida.
I'm thinking that we did from the hot tub. We did find a place down there. It's a park. And they have like raised boards and you walk around through it is a boardwalk, but it's
through the woods.
It's very squatchy. Like,
and that guy had that sighting. Well, not sighting, but he heard vocalizations that he recorded.
Yes.
Which sound compelling to me.
So what I would like to do is ideally go scope it out during the day and then go back at night and just hang out, quietly do some calls and just see if we get anything.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know if that's going to happen. I don't know if it's going to actually happen, but I would love to do that.
That's fun. That was spooky in the daytime.
It was spooky. And the only thing about Florida that freaks me out is that there's gators and wild boars. And I know for a fact that there was wild boars in this area because we were told.
Well, we saw running activity, you know. But there's also big snakes, too. You know, you left out that. And giant spiders. I remember spiders as big around.
Yeah, and there was, the day we were there was like a hornet. And it was like the size of my head.
Yeah,
and that terrified me.
Got some big snakes and big bugs.
But no, that was really, it had a lot of potential. I'll put it that way, that area. But no matter where we go, no matter, you know, we're always going to be looking for Bigfoot.
And I did a investigation follow-up in Florida with that mother and her son. Remember me telling you about that? And we got bluff charged. I'm pretty sure it was just a wild boar.
Well, you don't know, though.
Never saw what came at us.
Right. I mean, a boar is going to show itself 9 out of 10 times.
So. You would think a boar
That's
would come
always
out.
What I thought was compelling about you telling me that story was because I feel like you would have seen it, maybe.
I'm saying you would think, right?
Yeah.
But we heard something for sure. And there's, you know, even the armadillos, though, sound loud down there. But
they have armadillos?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Really?
Yeah, we were in the Ocala Forest, which is a hot spot down in Florida. Which isn't too far for us. We'll have to take you there at some point.
Check it out.
Yeah. But yeah, man, it's been fun, you know, and we're enjoying, you know, putting this out there for you. So hopefully you're enjoying watching us and, you know, coming along with us on these outings and expeditions. But we're going to focus on getting out there and filming us in action.
Yeah.
As opposed to just sitting here in the, Squatch Talks podcast headquarters in our studio. But yeah, if you've got any ideas or suggestions, leave the comments below, or you can email us at
squatchtalkspodcast@gmail.com.
Hey, if they have a report that they'd like to submit, where can they go?
Nasbro.net.
Absolutely. So again, if you you do have any ideas or thoughts or suggestions, we're open to hearing it. How about that show last week, huh, with Cassandra and Jacob?
I loved it. Yeah. I love Cassandra. She's such a doll.
Oh, yeah.
But she really witnessed what she saw, you know, and she expressed it in a way that I saw something. She didn't come out and just say,
she didn't say Bigfoot,
Bigfoot, you know. And a lot of people will automatically say Bigfoot, you know, because they want that recognition, like, oh, I want to be part of the team or the club. She was just supporting her boyfriend. She was just patiently waiting for them to come back from a night hike.
Well, not exactly. She wasn't being too patient at that point because she had woken up from a nap.
Yeah.
And saw this thing 5 minutes later leap across.
Well, she was waiting.
The ballerina doing the pirouette.
Cassandra's a good
at that
girl.
Point, she had lost her patience. And when she found out that he was looking for tracks and not snakes, that really pissed her off.
That's so true. But no, I love hearing her. I've heard her tell me that many times now, and I always get a kick out of it because I know she saw something,
and she's not making it up.
What she said she saw, no,
you know. Mm-hmm. So, and that's again, you know, that's out here in the Pine Barrens. We had that local report that you and I followed up on with Melanie.
Yeah,
and that was an interesting video the way that came out. So what we're going to try to do, we're going to just keep trying to, you know, keep things interesting in front of you, and new reports will always be coming in, obviously, as long as people are out there in the woods.
And if anybody ever wants to pop on and join us, I mean, we're not always live, but you could always like shoot us an email and just say, hey, I'd like to be a guest. We're always welcoming people on.
Sure. And we got lots of guests already, you know, also lined up, and just, you know, with the summer months, some people are on vacation and whatever. But like I said, my focus has been also this idea that I've been thinking about and kind of, you know, getting it together with Eric Mintel. So things are finally coming together.
Yeah,
so
it's all good.
I'm excited. But we're going to get back out again this week and get some more boots on the ground. Hopefully we'll have some cameras that can record it. And we got some drones. He's got a drone he's bringing to the table. He said he's going to bring it to the equipment list. So we'll have two drones. Cool. Yeah.
Dual drones.
Drone wars.
Drone wars.
Drone squatchers. That's Matt's idea.
Drone squatchers.
That's what he wants to do.
I know, I figured.
So hey, I hope everybody's enjoying the material we're putting down. And like I said, we appreciate you supporting the channel by leaving comments and liking and sharing. And I too want to thank our friends at the Yeti Lair. Okay. Mm-hmm. Go to yetibars.net and use code STP10 at checkout. And you can take advantage of some of the savings by doing that. And they've got the Squatch Talks podcast Yeti Bar. And what else? The new?
Body wash?
Body wash, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I want to check that out.
That's something I got to check out. I haven't had that yet. So. Mm-mm. I'm excited to try it out, so that'll be my next order.
Yep.
And if you do check out their products and like them, let us know. We'll pass it on. The guys at the Yeti Lair are always happy to hear positive feedback, and they're growing. It's good to support local small business.
You know? Yeah, and we also have the Teespring store available.
That's right.
So feel free to get yourself a Squatch Talks tank top. I'm not wearing mine right now, but...
And the link is going to be in the description. So, hey, still working on the whole editing thing. I'm trying out some new software and some new equipment, but it's a slow go. So that's why I might be falling short a little bit on putting out some new material. But hey, be patient. Good things are on the way. So appreciate you all tuning in tonight. And Heather?
Thanks for squatching.
Try again. Take two.
Thanks for squatching.
Okay. On that note. Thanks for checking out this episode of Squatch Talks Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, follow, and give us a like, and stay tuned for more exciting stories on Squatch Talks.